This is a story about Jim Shorn.
Yeah.
The Navi tells us, we don't know the date exactly, but when he grew up, started to feel that something is inside him ringing like a bell. This is Ruach HaKodesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in his heart. The explanation what it means, the explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him out. So it means like this. There's a person that was born from a lady that was not... Chapter 14? The person was born to a lady, she could not have children, and was born with the prophecy of a Navi, of an angel, if we may say. It came and said that this lady is going to have somebody that's going to save Am Yisrael from the Plishtim. But chapter 14, we give permission, Perek Yudamas Pasuk Aleph, Vayered Shimshon Timnata. Shimshon went down to Timna, Vayar Yisham Timnata Mimdot Nishtim, he saw a girl, that she is a Palestinian girl. Vayar, he went back up, Vayagid Laviv Ulimo, he told his parents, Vayomer Yisha Raiti Betimnata, I saw a lady, in Timna, Mibnot Plishtim, from the girls of Plishtim, Atak Chuta Lilisha, would like to marry this girl to be my wife. Yemen Aviv Imo, I'm going to Tachicha, Vokhol Ami Isha, is nobody in the family or in the nation that you can find a girl to marry. You're going to take a girl from Plishtim Ha'arelim, from Plishtim, they don't have Brit Mila. Kachli speaks to his father, he doesn't want to speak to his mother. Just get me this girl, Kihi Ashra Benai. That's the girl I like. So the Gemara says a statement that Shimshon went. Now Shimshon went and he looked, and this is the beginning of falling, even though an angel came and said that he's the guy that is going to save us from Plishtim. Since he looked at the girl, he went to look, he went after his eyes, therefore this is his, we will say, his default, his falling will start right now, that he wants to marry that non-Jewish girl. Against his parents, doesn't want to listen to his parents. It's a bit strange to believe that a person that was born because of a prophecy of an angel, in 1 minute he's going to lose the whole thing before he even starting anything. Just when he grows up to go down and just to do the wrong thing, the way the Gemara puts it, without even accomplishing even one little thing, as the angel said to his mother. And he wants to marry a goy. He says he likes a goy. Okay, I mean, it's understand, it's not just, I'm talking about Shimshon, it's not a regular person. His parents trying to convince him to marry a Jewish girl, he doesn't want to listen. אביב אמו לא ידעו, but in Avita, זה שוולטר, זה in this book, אביב אמו לא ידעו כי מהשמי. This is from הקדוש ברוך הוא. So it sounds like he's right by doing it. It's not something a failure, something bad that he's doing. It says, השם wants it. כי תואנה מבקש מפלישתים, it's going to come from that story that he's going to have a complaint against the Plishtim. Vayetei Plishtim Ushlim Yisrael, the time Plishtim ruled on Israel, and this is going to be the cause that Shimshon will start taking revenge from them. So from that statement we see it wasn't so bad. And Aviv and his father and his mother, they don't know that Hashem is making that Shimshon is going to marry these girls. Obviously he's doing the right thing. On the other hand, the Gemara contradicts, and the Gemara says Shimshon did not behave right It says, Vayera Shimshon Timnata, the Gemara said he's going down to Timna. And the Gemara says that Yehuda, it says Vayal, that Yehuda is going up to Timna. So Timna is up or down? The Gemara has an answer, but one of the answers the Gemara says, Yehuda Itala, Yehuda went up. This was the story with Tamar. And in that moment, Yehuda at the end admitted, and he just picked himself up. That's called Bayal Timnata. That Yehuda actually, from that city, he raised himself. Shimshon, on the other hand, the Gemara says, went down. It says, Bayal Shimshon Timnata, sentence one, is going down the hill. Down the hill, because this is going to start, his falling will start at the city of Timna. Again, the question is, what's wrong with that? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmuel HaNavi, tells us that Hashem wants it this way, Hashem wants him to have a real complaint against the Pishtim, and that is going to start a revenge against the Pishtim. Nevertheless, if it's true, of course it is true, but if it's true, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has its own ways to take revenge? Or doesn't have to, if that's what the Navi means, what the Gemara means, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it that Shimshon is going to marry a non-Jewish girl in order for him to take revenge from the Pishtim, the way we're going to look, we're going to see soon. Kadosh Baruch Hu has it other ways that he could have done in order for Shimshon to take revenge. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that way that Shimshon is going to marry a non-Jewish girl in order for him to take revenge, and this is what really the angel told Shimshon's mother, that he is going to take revenge, and this is the beginning. That's how he's going to take this revenge. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him ask in that way he's going to marry a non-Jewish girl that his parents don't agree, and he is going to do it against his parents? Again, that's the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayera Shimshon v'imot Timnata, sentence 5, with your permission, he's going down to Timna. He convinced his parents that they're going to see the girl, he's going to marry the non-Jewish girl. On the way, v'yavo atzami Timnata, he comes to the vineyards of Timnata, v'ine kfir arayot shog likato. The Gemara says that he went around, because a Nazir is not supposed to walk through vineyards. And because Shimshon was a Nazir, was not allowed to drink wine, so Gemara said, a Nazir, not only should not drink wine, he should not pass in a vineyard, because eventually he might just pick one grape and eat the grape, and he's a Nazir, it's forbidden to eat grapes. Therefore, the Gemara said, the Midrash says that the parents went through the vineyard, but Shimshon went around the vineyard. And by going around the vineyard, he sees a lion coming and roaring against him.
It says arayot.
Kfir arayot, it means a baby from lion. Kfir is one, singular. This is Rivash, one of the Rishonim, writes in his book. I said, somebody made a neder. I said, he's not going to gamble. And he made an ender, he made a promise, he's not going to gamble. Said, but the man could not control. He said, you know, he's not going to gamble, but he's going to go watch gambling. So he's taking the bus to Atlantic City, but he promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's not going to gamble. Is he doing a sin by going to Atlantic City? Or not? Somebody asked him this. I said, at the end, the guy went to Atlantic City, and he gambled. Why did he gamble? He couldn't control himself. He said, everybody's gambling. Everybody says, why you so chicken? Get the money out. Let's gamble on something. But when he went down there, really, he decided he's not going to gamble, and he really meant it. He just could not control himself by not even going down there. But actually, at the end, it's just like he fell into the trap, like he felt that an angel pushed him to gamble. So Rivash writes in his book that this is a sin to go gambling. He says, don't put yourself in a situation. That situation will force you later, even though that the person could control himself, but sometimes you can't control himself. He says, don't put yourself in a situation that you won't be able to pull out. He says, if you made a promise not to gamble, You cannot go even to that stage of gambling, even though that you have in mind you're not going to gamble. Because if you're going to go there, you might gamble. Even though at the end sounds, the Rebbe said, that by going over there, that gambling might be called something I did not want to do, and I really meant I'm not going to do, and it should consider maybe I did not do it with purpose, and I did not really disobey my promise, my neder. The Rebbe says, no, you're not allowed to do it. That's based on this, pasuk, on this gemara, on this what the Torah says. And Nazir, even though that he is not just allowed to eat grapes and drink wine, but the gemara said he is not allowed to pass via vineyard, and he should not walk next to the vineyard, because eventually he might take without purpose, without intention, to take a grape, and he will swallow a grape. It says, stay away from the vineyard in order for you not to fall in a trap that you don't even be able to control yourself. Even though, again, this might be when you put it, you say, I forgot. He says, no, you can't say I forgot, because you went through. So by going through the vineyard, it's not going to be a good excuse, I forgot. It means that you did it on purpose. Therefore, the Gemara said that, that's what the Mishnah said, that Shimshon did not go via the vineyard. He went around the vineyard. While his parents went straight to the vineyard, he did not. He passed around and he went around the vineyard. Shimshon was a Nazir just because an angel told his mother that he has to be a Nazir. But I cannot say it right now, this is too early to say the answer. But he was a Nazir because an angel told his mother that she must already by now not to eat grapes, not to drink wine, because that baby that she's going to have, he's going to be a Nazir. Right, it's a special Nazirut. So sentence speaks with your permission, but Matitzlach Alav Ruach Hashem, he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wind is on top of him. Vayishaseu, he tears the lion, Keshasagdi, like you tear a little lamb, Umeuma en biyado, he doesn't have anything in his hand. It means he doesn't have a sword or anything to help him. Just with his hand, he held the mouth of the lion and opened it up and just split the lion into a half, like you can split, that you split a lamb. Well, Houdini. Well, I know the guy that can take a quarter. And bandit, you know that? No. No. Huh? You know who? Phone book, yeah. The, you know his name? Who? Ah. He takes the telephone book, Yellow Pages, today. New York Yellow Pages, he holds it like this. Like this. Aye. No. He goes on the street, he picks up cars. Yeah. Religious Jew. Religious Jew. I know him, yeah. I don't know him personally, I know his brother very well. Why, what do you need to know? He takes a quarter like this, bends it. He takes a penny, crash the penny. He lives in Queens. His brother used to be a rabbi in Great Neck.
He left because
of his brother. No, his brother retired. Brother was the Great Neck, the Great Neck synagogue. So he can do it, he can tear a lamb, it's nothing. Well, he's a boy in Muncie today, he's 18 years old, he goes in lunchtime, he goes outside, he picks up cars. In the yeshiva. My son's yeshiva. ותצלח עליו רוח השם. Sentence 7, יפה מי שמהר, I'm sorry, sentence 6, ולא יגיד לאביו ולאמו את אשר עשה. He didn't tell his parents. He was very humble. That's what the Midrash says. He was very humble. He didn't even tell his parents what he did, that he was able to kill a lion in a way that like a really strong person. וירד ויתבר לאישה, ותשאר בעיני שמשון. His father, or he did, the question. And he said he likes the girl, he wants to marry the girl. I mean, he saw her once, and now he came with his parents. And his father or himself, they went and they spoke to the girl, and the girl is, that's the right girl. He wants to marry the girl. וישוב מימים לקחתה. Question if it's 12 months, if it's a year, if it's longer, 2 years. So he went back to his house, and now he's coming back to marry the girl. וישוב מימים לקחתה. ויעשה לראות את מפלת האריה. So he's going on the same way, but he wants to see the lion. Chachamim said the reason is that he's going to see the lion is because the Gemara said that you have to say a special blessing, a special bracha, when a miracle happens to you. But if somebody had an accident, or somebody from the family had an accident, and it was a real miracle that you came out, so there's a mitzvah that to go by and pass that spot and to say bracha baruch she'asal inis ma'amokom hazeh. It's a special blessing. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachot that the person has to say a blessing. He says, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a miracle in that spot. Every month maybe. And not only that, if one of your family had a miracle on one of the spots and you pass that spot, it's the same halacha. אז ברור שהעשה לאבותיי יש במקום הזה. שם מלכות, כן. יש בלסינג, מילה ארצה ואת שם מלכות יש לנת ברכה. Stay away from that. Stay away from that. I told you, זו הארי, זה אור, זה גמר, certain spots are, I'm going to say, dangerous spots. And just you can ask the police. The police will tell you that this intersection has a curse. That so many people were killed on that intersection. Well, you're not supposed to cross. I mean, there's a few spots that I know that people got killed. Then the police come and they do certain, you know, they just pull a stop sign or they do a special light. But the best thing is not even to cross with a car that spot. Because that spot has something in it. It's like Bermuda Triangle. Mm-hmm. That spot has something. It has something. And the police can tell you, I mean, the police know, I mean, the frequency of accidents that happen on certain spots.
Oh, it's
just Bermuda. Oh.
Bermuda Triangle.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what Rashi said, Bermuda Triangle.
Rashi talks about the Bermuda Triangle?
Sure, so in the Gemara, Rashi.
Really?
Yeah. Rashi says, the Gemara says, there's a place in the ocean that pulls all the metal inside. Yeah. The Gemara says, that Shluchei Mitzvah lo nizukin. The Gemara said that if a person goes does a mitzvah, he has nothing to worry. Nothing will happen to him. The Mishulach, he goes for the Yeshiva, nothing. Nothing will happen. Because if Shemei Mitzvah lo yedah davar ra, Pasuk in Kohelet, if somebody is doing a Mitzvah, nothing bad can happen. No such thing. The Gemara says, as the question Gemara says, v'makom de'eshicha ezek arshani, if that spot is a very dangerous spot, even if you go do a Mitzvah, you might get hurt. What about, I think, 1991, it was. 1991, yeah. It was an accident on Purim in Muncie. one of the boys went to collect money. It was foggy outside and two boys got killed. On the night of Purim. And then in Mansi they asked the rabbi of the yeshiva, says, what is this? You know, the boys they go to collect money for yeshiva on the night of Purim, they go do a mitzvah. And here they got killed on the way doing a mitzvah. So they brought a few speakers to the yeshiva, and one of them said, that accident happened, it's not the first accident. A few people already got killed on that intersection. At Highview on the corner of Remson in Mansi. I never passed this spot. I never crossed that. Always go around and never cross that spot. Because that spot is a dangerous spot. It doesn't mean it was foggy, it's excuse. That's what the Gemara said. If this place has more frequent bad things happen to it, even a guy that is going to do a mitzvah might get hurt on that spot.
But you're talking about things such as accidents. You're not talking about what goes on in Israel.
No.
And they're not
this guy with the World Trade Center, you know that he went to the restaurant, you know the story. The guy went to the restaurant. It's an amazing story. It's written now in the book, somebody printed in the book. There was the bomb in the pizza shop in Yerushalayim 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Right.
Was an American guy that he goes to the pizza shop, he stands on the line, and the guy in front of him tells him, why are you sitting on the line? It's a big line for the pizza shop. Why don't you go and come back? He says, okay, I'll go, I have something to do, and I come back. By the time he went back, was a bomb, and other people got killed. So he said he's going to look for that guy that was standing in front of him to see if he's alive, and to thank him, you know, he saved his life. And he left. So he goes, he looks for him, and this, he found him. Found him in the hospital. Said, thank you very much. And he kept in touch with him. This American guy told this old man, you know, if any time you need any help, I'm going to help you. You come to America, you need anything, he gave him his car, you know the story? It's written in a book now. They wrote a book about it. Gave him a card, and he tells him, anytime you want, anything, any help, anything you want.
Okay.
A year passed or something, I don't remember, a year or 2 years passed, he gets a telephone call. The old man needs an operation in the hospital, and he wants to come to America for the operation. Okay, very good. You know something? You won't believe. So the old man comes to America, and the guy goes over to him, he says, anything you want, I pay everything, it doesn't matter, you saved my life. So I says, okay, fine. They put him in the hospital, he's having an operation. The day, the World Trade Center, he has an office at World Trade Center. He goes to the hospital to visit this guy, World Trade Center falls down. That's the second time, that's the whole thing. To save him from World Trade Center. No. He didn't save him twice. The whole story is to save him from World Trade Center. You can't say that this is dangerous in Yerushalayim. It's written in a book now. The guy just wrote the book. I don't know if it's in Judaica. I have it here. I don't know which book. I don't remember which book. But whether it's printed in the book. And the book is the printed of so many miracles on the world, but it's not in that book. So that's the Gemara. The Midrash says, the Gemara says that Shimshon, after a year or 2 years that he's going back to marry this girl, he is going to look for the lion in order to say the bracha. Because this is the lion, we need a dad for him to be at. He looks inside and sees the lion is still there. And he sees the bees around it. And already there is honey. So they made it like a beehive. And there's honey on the top of the lion. A day on Kapha, we take the honey. וילך הלוך ואכול, he's going and he's licking the honey. וילך אל אביו ואל אמו, and then he meets his parents again, because they went again through the vineyard, and he's going around the vineyard again. And he meets his parents on the other side of the vineyard, and then, ויתן להם ויאכלו, he also gives them some honey. And they ate from the honey. ולא יגיד להם כדי הדרי ירד הדבש, he doesn't tell them. Again, over here I understand, I mean, before I understood, he doesn't want to tell them that he killed the lion because he's humble. Okay, but now he doesn't want to tell them that the honey is from the lion. Why doesn't want to tell them? I don't know if it's not kosher. It's a question, if it's for Fab, it's kosher. It wouldn't be kosher, wouldn't eat it, wouldn't give his parents. I'm sorry? No, because the lion, after a year, maybe the lion already is not, doesn't have any significance of a body, maybe. No, it means like this, the body of the lion was on the floor, and the bees, the dvorim, עשו שם הכברת. עשו שם הדבש, הוא עובר לשם, הוא לוקח מהדבש, והוא חלטי נותן להם שם הדבש. That's the story. What's the significance of it? So, the bees made a beehive over there, so they made a beehive. I mean, what do you have to tell me this? We're going to see later, maybe that's why the Navi tells us this. So he takes from the honey and eats the honey. Why, no, I mean, why he's so hungry? I mean, what is he trying to do? He can't. He loves honey. What was Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah. What's the purpose of the story? Shmuel HaNavi wrote this story. I mean, the story is this Navi. It's a prophecy. He tells me the story about Shimshon. First he gets the line, and then a year or 3 years later he goes around and you see bees over there. He goes, he takes some honey and he eats the honey. Gives his parents, he doesn't tell them where he got his honey. Maybe he didn't ask, maybe, I don't know why he doesn't want to tell them. Tell them, I found honey, I found maybe these, but he didn't want to tell them it's from this lion, but who cares? Why doesn't tell them? וירד אביו לאישה. So his father is going down to arrange the wedding. והיה שם שמשון משתה כי כן יעשו הבחורים. He's already is making a party. This is a preparation to get married. But in the meantime, he has no family down there, and he is only by himself and his parents. Vayi sent them to Levin, Vayi ki rotam oto, the father of the girl and the mother, when they saw that he's coming by himself and it's not nice, so who's going to dance with him? Who is going to make it, the wedding, to look that you have two sides of the wedding? Vayi tchush lo shim erim vayu ito. They gave him 30 people. And they said, you're going to go with him, and you're going to be his akshushvim, you're going to go around with him, you're going to dance with him. You should not feel lonely.
There's no mention of the girl converting.
No.
She doesn't.
Probably not. It's a little bit.
She refers to her family as being threatened.
Who?
Now,
who is that?
She says in there, when they threaten her.
Later, not yet.
No.
In the meantime, nobody is threatening anybody. We're going to get married, right?
Oh, okay.
You ahead.
I'm ahead.
So now the 30 people, the 30 Palestinians, we will say, in the peril of Arafat Yimach Shemo, and they're going to dance with him. The sentence 12, ויאמר להם שמשון, נחותה ללכם חידאי. He has a riddle for them. He says, אם הגט יגידו לי אותה לישיבת ימי המשתה, אם within the next 7 days, the 7 ברכות, you'll be able to find the answer for my riddle, ומצאתם, you'll find out, ונתתי לכם 30 סדינים, I'll give you 30 sheets, ו-30 חליפות בגדים, 30 suits. אם לא תוכלו להגיד לי, but if you're not able to find the answer for the riddle, and Tatem Atem Li, you will give me 30 sheets and 30 suits. 30 חליפות בגדים. אמרו לו, חוד אחידתך ונשמע הנה. Let's hear your riddle. ויאמר להם, מהאוכל יצא מאכל ומאז יצא מתוק. So that's the riddle. מהאוכל, from something that's going to eat, came out food, ומאז, from something strong, יצא מתוק, something sweet came out. That's the reason. Is that the reason? ולא יכול להגיד אחידה שלושת ימים. Three days, they don't know the end. ויהי ביום השביעי, in the same day, יושב מחוז, ואמרו לה ששמשון בתי את אשתך, please, go tempt your husband. יגיד לנו את אחידה, and he should tell us right away the answer. פן ישרוף אותך ובית אביך. An hour of threat. If you're not going to tell us, if you're not going to do it, we're going to burn you alive and your father's house. Sounds familiar? They didn't have those Sadbama those days.
She had no understanding of her husband's power? Or a future husband's power?
No. Al Yoshenu karatem lanu alo. Did you call us to dance around with him? And now we're going to have to pay him 30 suits? And 30 sheep, you better find the answer because we would like to give him the answer. Sentence 16, with your permission, Vatefkesh Shimshon Alav, she started to cry to him, Vatome Raksan Netani Velo Avtani, you hate me, you don't love me, Achidah Chata Levnei Ami, Velilo Egata, you asked them the riddle, begin tell me the answer. Yom Alav Shimshon answered, Hine Lavi Ulimilo Egadati, I didn't even tell my parents what happened. ולחגיד, you think I'm going to tell you? אתם קרא שבעת ימים, אשר עליו משתה, for 7 days she was crying, ויהי ביום השביעי, ויגד לה. The 7 days, שמשון decided to tell her, כי הציקתו, she didn't leave him alone, ותגד האחידה לבני עמה. Then she went right away, and she told her nation the answer. What is the answer? Sentence 18, ויאמרו לו אנשי העיר, ביום השביעי, תרם יבוא חרפה, before sunset, מה מתוק מדבש? That's the answer. What's sweeter from honey? ומה אז מארי? What is stronger than a lion? What it means? That's the riddle. The riddle was, what is it something that comes from something that's eating, and from something strong, something sweet will come. The answer is, from that client that was on the floor, honey came. That's the answer. It means the riddle was about the lion and about the honey that he found in the lion. So what does it mean exactly? Did he expect them to know that thing? How can you find out this? Somebody tells you, what's green thing hanging on the wall? He said, what is this? It's a cat. He said, why it's a cat? Because I decided it. Why it's green? Because I painted it. So he asks a question and he says, what comes out from something that eats things, and that something that eats things, that becomes something that you eat him? And what comes out from a strong thing? He says, what's the answer? He says, the honey. The honey came from a lion. So it's the riddle. So what, I don't understand. He expected them to know it. If they don't know anything about the lion, they don't know about anything about the honey, who would guess such a thing? What's the purpose? I don't understand, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? He's asking them a riddle. It's nothing else to do. He wants to have some suits, maybe. Maybe he doesn't have any dowry to give. Maybe he wants to give some sheep to his wife. I don't know what's the purpose. What's the purpose of the story? Remember, I am, sentence 18 in the middle, he answered them, you probably push my wife so much until she was forced to tell you the answer, and that's how you found the riddle. He was very upset that he cannot trust his wife, or they pushed his wife, or they threatened his wife so much. He felt that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping him, and the wind from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, sailing on top of him. He went to Ashkelon, he killed 30 people in Ashkelon. That's how he's going to get the suits. There was no mates those days. I was going to get 30 suits. He went and he hit 30 people. He killed them, stripped 30 suits. Pekat Chalit, Osama Adin HaChalifot de Magidei Achillah, then he gave the suits to those people. Vayichar HaPoi was very upset. He left his wife. Vayal Bet Avi, he went back to his father's house. Atiyah Shechimshon Lemireu, and then his wife got married to one of those 30 people, Asher Re'alo, the one that was dancing with him at the wedding. Since Shimshon left her, Shimshon went back home to his parents' house, he's upset. So she got married to somebody.
Wasn't he already married to her?
He got married to her. He got married to her, but because he left angry and he just slammed the door behind him, then she got married to somebody else. You don't need, it was no, you know, alimony those days, or this kind of, that you threat, you don't give a get, you can't get a get, you know, all those threats, you didn't have it.
Right.
And Ben Noach doesn't have to have a get. Ben Noach, halacha is, the goy doesn't have to give a get to his wife. I mean, if they decided they don't want to be married, it means it's divorced. It's not necessary to have any ceremony or anything. They just said, I don't want you, she's divorced. Just by leaving, there's also a divorce. If a husband runs away from his wife, it means that a divorce.
No.
So that's the story about Shimshon. The question is, what is really behind that story? And why it's written in the Tanakh anyway? And what is really behind it, that guy Shimshon that's supposed to save us from the Pishtim, that's how he starts. He's going to kill 30 people, he's going to take the suits away from them, in order to pay his, if you may say, his fine or his promise to those people that he's going to get them 30 suits. It doesn't say he doesn't give them the sheep because they didn't know exactly the answer for the riddle. They just pushed his wife, so he felt that he still owes them something because they did find. Of course, he's going to blame his wife to find out the way they found out, but because they did find out, at least as a settlement, he's going to give them 50% of the bet, and he's going to give them 30 suits.
He had to kill those people very carefully.
Right, in order to find out. Right. But those days, the suits were not the suits that we wear. It's just, you know, was a jalabia, you know, was a long thing. Like a robe, like a kittel, something like this. So probably just choked them. I don't know. Doesn't say, there's no information, how did he do it? Somehow you said that he didn't even kill them, he just hit them. And they lost conscious. And when they lost conscious, he took it off. Find a similar story, but we don't find it in the Tanakh, but we find a similar story about David HaMelech, that he also was able to overcome lions and bears. While he's going to fight Goliath, Shaul asks, are you sure you can do this job? He said, yeah, I can do this job. I said, how do you know you can do this job? He said, I got a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu while I was a shepherd one time, and some lions and some bears came, and I was able to overcome the lions and the bears. Something similar, like Shimshon, the David HaMelech had the same experience, not like Shimshon with one, he had with more. He had few lions and few bears that he was able to overcome them, and this is what he's saying, that he's going to overcome Goliath, that he was a Plishtim as well. Goliath was a Plishti, but this story that you find in Sefer Shmuel. But prior to the story that David is going to overcome Goliath, that he was the giant and the strongest person in the Plishtim, David HaMelech says, I got a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'll be able to do this job to overcome this Plishtim. At that time, all the Plishtim ran away. He says, to overcome the Plishtim, by the sign was that I was able to overcome the lion. And David HaMelech is also a bear as well, lions and bears. And here's this something very similar, that Shimshon is going to start taking revenge on the Plishtim. So David tells us, again, it's not maybe a sign, another sign, but he says that the first thing that Shimshon did, that we know that he did, how to show how strong he is, by overcoming a lion that's coming towards him. Tari says like this. Tari says, this is really the blessing, the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam and Noach as well. ומורחם וחיתכם יהיה על כל חיית הארץ. הקדוש ברוך הוא, דו, התגעת הים ובשמיים. אז הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואני, אחרי שקראתי את הדבר הראשון, אני גיב להם one blessing. פרו ורבו, you should multiply, ורדו, התגעת הים ובשמיים, you should rule everything. That's the blessing, nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bless Adam HaRishon, he should have parnasah, that he should have everything he wants. He says, the bracha was one bracha, one blessing. You'll be able to control all the creatures. Not only the creatures that you have on earth, the ones that you have in the sea as well. That's the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon. Similar, very similar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Noach. When Noach comes out of the Teva, he gives him the same bracha. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... It's giving Noach, it's Moachem Vachitchem, says you should know, you should have fear on all the creatures. Tari says what it means, is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the person, if he looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tzelem Elohim, then the animal is afraid of him. And you can try, if you go to the zoo and you stick your hand inside the cage and you get a bite, it means something is missing in your personality. And if not, if the lion is going to run away, it means you have Tzelem Elohim. That's what happened to Daniel. Daniel, when he came to Babel, Nebuchadnezzar took him and put him in the palace and decided to give them non-kosher food. Daniel went over there to the chef in the kitchen and said, Mina, I cannot eat it. He says, listen, the Nebuchadnezzar said, you better look good, because otherwise they're going to kill you. He says, no, I'm not going to eat non-kosher food. I can eat flower seeds. I can eat peanuts. I don't eat all these things. He says, you're not going to have strength. He says, you try me. I'm not going to eat it. He didn't eat it. Eventually, later, they took Daniel, and they threw Daniel into a cage with lions. The lions didn't eat it. They didn't eat him. And then the people that convinced the king to throw Daniel into the cage and said the lions are not hungry, and then they threw those people and the lions just ate them up. That's the story about Daniel. As Daniel was saved from that cage, from that cave with the lions. The one said it's not that he was saved, he wasn't saved. What it means is because if you're very, very pure, and you're very... when we say very high level of personality, you look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the animal cannot touch you. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave a blessing to Adam HaRishon, he didn't tell him, you should rule all the animals. Adam HaRishon said, I don't care about animals, who cares, I put them in the zoo. He says, no, I want to say, the bracha that I give you, that you look, what's called B'Tzelem Elohim, you look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not about, what's the test? The test is, if you can overcome an animal. If you can overcome an animal, that it means that you look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called B'Tzamenu K'Dmutenu. That's the first blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Adam HaRishon. The same thing he gives to Noach, when Noach comes out of the bar. It's not a blessing that you should be able to catch animals. I don't want to catch animals, I'm not interested in animals. The animals is just a test that if you can overcome animals, what it means is animals are running away from you, or the animal will listen to you. Gemara said before Adam HaRishon ate from a Sadat, if it would walk to any animal, it would whisper to the animal's ear what to do, the animal will do it for him. Gemara said the snake, before ate from Mitzadat, Adam HaRishon could have sent the snake to the outside of the world to bring him whatever he wants. What it means is, again, it's not because I rule the animals, but because I'm so high, the animals listen to me. That's what Adam HaRishon gave the blessing to Adam HaRishon and to Noach as well. To tell them that this is the bracha that I want you to be. That's the bracha. So that's the story, really, what Shimshon is able to overcome a lion. It's not because he's so strong. It's not because he has strength in his head, his hands. Of course, he is strong as well. We're going to see later that he's very strong. But this is not what strength comes from. Real strength comes from because you are in the shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called B'Tzelem Elohim. And B'tzelem Elokim, it means that you can overcome the king of the animals, that's the lion. That's because you have a very strong level of purity and you are really a holy person. And that's the same story by Shimshon and David, that both of them were supposed to be Mashiach, Shimshon of Shevet Dan, and then after his failure, David had so-called the chance to become Mashiach. And both can overcome that Pishtim by doing something, and the first step to do it is to overcome a lion. Again, overcome a lion is not, David HaMelech was not blessed, and we don't know that he was blessed with such a strength. It just said it was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the sign is not that I'm strong. The sign is that I can overcome an animal. Overcome an animal like this, what it means is like Daniel. That's what Daniel said. He says, I was able to stand in front of the lion didn't do anything to me. It's not a miracle. That's because I watched myself and I did not eat from the non-kosher food that was served in the palace. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may say, put his image on me. And the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends away all those beasts. Over here, they just said the lion was run away, you don't know his level. So the level was the lion should come over to him, and he will be able to overcome the lion to show that that's called Betkalmenu Kedmoti. And the Gemara said as well. The Gemara said the strength of Shimshon, it was outstanding strength. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted us to know what does it mean strength. Again, it's not just physical strength. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person in order for people to know what does it mean that you should be in the shape of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We consider even an evil person to tell a
melech. Right, again.
If you hang somebody, you know, like
correct. But the animals are not afraid of evil person. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says it's the test. The test is if an evil person goes on the street, the dogs will bark at him. And if somebody holy walk on the street, the animals will not bark at him. So I was in Yeshiva in Kfar Hasidim. I said somebody came to visit Rabbi Lupian. It was the summertime. We used to live in sheds over there. Hot over there. Learning over there was almost impossible. It was a fly by the millions. Flies by the millions. And he used to eat. I remember we used to go for lunch. So we had a lot of visitors. Flies all over. On the plate, the soup, live ones, dead ones, flying. And Rabbi Lupian used to sit down over there and used to eat. Then the guest from America came to visit him. He says in the book, Lev Eliyahu. I was in Yeshiva at the time. So he was eating, and all the flies was on the guest. And was no fly on top of him, and not on his soup. Then all of a sudden, the guest realized it, and the guest was looking and staring at him. So he realized that the guest is realizing it, so he made like this, like the flies are next to his plate, he's shaking his head, like they should leave him alone. But that's what Aril said. He said, if you're a holy person, you don't get bitten by a mosquito, and you don't have flies running after you. It's called Betelem Elokim, that you have the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that this is really the painting that it's not to show you that Shimshon is strong, that he can overcome a lion. Of course he can overcome a lion, it's a big deal you overcome a lion, so it doesn't mean anything. He can overcome a lion was a sign just in the beginning, while he's walking down, he says, I want you to know what you have inside him. But it's tzach alav ruach Hashem, it doesn't mean only that he got a special wind of strength inside him, it means that the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on top of him. And he looked in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore the lion was scared of him, and he was able to overcome the lion. The lion didn't run away. Or maybe the lion did try to attack him, but again, it's not just the act that he was able to overcome the lion. It's just the idea that he's able to overcome the lion, because the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on him, and the same image was on David HaMelech. This way David HaMelech was so sure that he will be able to overcome Goliath, the giant, just because he knows that he was able to overcome the lions and the bears. It's not exactly because he was strong. Again, this was just a sign that I have something inside me that the Kadosh Baruch Hu planted inside me that I can overcome doing it on somebody. Dari says, just the story of the story starts, says Dari that Shimshon is being called in the Tanakh Bedan. Remember I said a few years ago, Bedan, if you read the word Bedan backward, is Nadav. Nadav, and that's what it says over here, in sentence 10, it says, Vayered Avihu. It's called Avihu, it says Avihu, not Aviv, Aviv says Avihu. Avihu was Nadav's brother. It's Manoach and Shimshon are really like two brothers. It just says Avihu. It doesn't say Aviv. And Shimshon is really Mr. Nadav. And that's Shmuel HaNavi, when he refers to Amitzel and Shimshon, he calls him Bedan. And again, now he says the word Bedan, if you read it backwards, is Nadav. So the Gemara says Nadav did not want to get married against his parents' will. And Aaron and his wife, of course, wanted Nadav to get married. And Nadav said, I'm not getting married. He says, nobody, a Jew, good for me. No girl is good for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Ephraim says, he says, it's a punishment to Shimshon that he doesn't like any Jewish girl. So he thinks that, oh, he's going to get a shiksa. So he's going to read all the stories, says Ari, he's going to see how much he's going to suffer. At the end, he's going to lose his strength, everything because of a non-Jewish girl. So Ari, it's not a privilege, it's a punishment. It's a punishment for Shimshon that, again, that he, in the first time he was here on the universe, he did not want to get married to any of the Jewish girls. The Gemara said the Jewish girls were upset. They said, how we want to marry him. He was very good. He was a big tzaddik. He said, no, he doesn't want. He says, none of the Jewish girls really fit me. They're not for me. They're not for me. They never got married. That's why I emphasize it, that a number of you died without children. The Gemara said, they don't want to get married. As a punishment, says Ari. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish Shimshon, that Shimshon is the tikkun of this guy Nadav, that he's not going to like any Jewish girl. And what you like? You like a shiksa, you like a goite. It's good for you. Let's see what's going to happen to you. You're going to have a fight here with them, you're going to have another fight with them, you're going to be upset. You're not going to have a good life. Who knows if you're going to have any good children? You're going to have any children, no children from a Jewish girl. You're going to have no continuity to your life. You're going to die without children. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him so-called to suffer. It's not a privilege HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him that he, that what the Navi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do certain things. So of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to do it, but he's going to end up doing it, so-called a kapara for the thing he did not want to do in the previous life, but he doesn't want to marry a Jewish girl.
Why is that a kapara? He's doing the same thing?
No. Nadav never got married. He did not want to marry a Jewish girl. Of course, he would not marry a goy. But to marry a goy is not something good. It's something bad. He thinks it's good, but it's not good. He knows it's not good. So this is what the Gemara says, that he looks at the girl and says, I want the girl. He says, you want the girl? Why you want the girl? He says, I don't know. So the parents start to tell him, don't you find any Jewish girl good for you? He says, no. So he says, how possibly can find a Jewish girl? He says, that's the guy. And then the angel came and said that he's going to be the Mashiach and he's going to save from Pishtim. He wants to marry an angelic girl without conversion or calling himself Chachamim. So this is, he really doesn't want it. He wants it, he doesn't. And this is going to be something bad for him by marrying this girl. It doesn't matter what he thinks. If he thinks it's good, but he knows it's not good. Deep in his conscience, he knows it's not good for him. And when you read the story, of course, you're going to see how bad it was for him. As the Gemara said, the Mitra said that the girl was a very bad girl. It doesn't say here in the Navi, but the Gemara said that's what Shimshon suspects her, that she's not trusted and you cannot live with her. That's why he runs away from her. Because he suspects that if she took the threat, maybe she'd have other bad things with him. That's why he runs away from her. So the whole riddle really is not just a riddle that he wants them. He wants to give the message. And he wants to give the message that he is able to overcome a lion. And by overcome a lion, he says that the honey came, the bees found a spot to make honey. So the bees could have made honey in any other spot. but they decided to make honey on that body of the dead lion, that is to show you what Shimshon is doing. The Shimshon, that's his power. His power is to make from something bad something good. It means he's going to overcome the Opishtim. That is asking them the riddle. Of course he knew that they won't find the riddle. But he's going to tell them the answer for the riddle. The riddle is that I can overcome a lion. It says that lion that I was overcome is because my strength is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that lion that I was able to kill is you, is the beast, is the bad enemy. And from that bad thing, something good will come. And that's why the Navi wrote this story to us, to learn what his power was. They do not underestimate Shimshon. It wasn't just a strong person. It's to show you that his strength brought something sweet from this beast that's called the lion, and that something very sweet. It says that's his power to turn everything into the best. Knowing that this is really the power of Mashiach, that's the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everybody to know. That Shimshon is not just a strong person, that he can overcome a lion, that he can make from the lion honey. So of course, it doesn't mean the riddle is it's a riddle, it means the riddle is a purpose. That he wanted them to get the message. That they should know to be afraid of Shimshon, again, because he is in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we're going to learn in the next chapters how strong he was. Again, the strength is not because he is strong physically. This is something that you cannot even imagine what that person can do. Again, says the Gemara, it's because the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside him.